Najee played a real good game. He was, you know, was where he should have been. He really did a nice job. Maybe one or two. We got a little out of whack on, but you know, that's going to happen when guys don't get the reps to play. And I'm real proud of the way the backups and the guys that had to fill in for the injured guys stepped in. It's twofold. They get their opportunity, they try to do too much, and sometimes they don't have the reps at those plays because you can only get them, you know, just a handful of reps because you got to get your starters a rep. So I was real happy with the way they stepped in, and especially in a run game. And everybody fit where they're supposed to fit, and they had a great running attack. Really a two-headed monster that our guys did.
Well, I think I should have been in this package a little bit earlier to give DeMeco and Michael a little bit of a break because we are playing a lot of snaps every game, and that's one way to help the inside backers get a blow because they're the only group that really hadn't. So we dropped in a little bit more of the dime package.
Bill,
every week we talk at the beginning of the season, anywhere between 17 and 19, in the teens. If you can come out of here with the teens, I think you're playing good defense. Now, sometimes the run gets a little bit more of you, the pass gets a little more, but the points in the teams is what good defense does. I cannot say enough about DeMeco Ryans and what he means to the defense as a quarterback, as a leader, as a playmaker. He is just amazing. That interception he made today was a wild play again. So he's having a Pro Bowl year, and I hope he continues to have that Pro Bowl year and gets recognized for it because he's really consistent and he's our leader. I think we've simplified it and the guys understand it. You know, we're not calling a whole lot of different calls down there, and the players really understand it, and right now they're executing at a high level down in the red zone. It's the players.